People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder Story. Today we have Andrew Spira. He's a successful entrepreneur, motivational speaker. He's doing a lot of amazing things when it comes to social good, social impact, philanthropy, and we are all about that. But as you know, entrepreneurship, it's an up and down. Many times you have so many ups, but you're always going to have a down moment, and how you deal with that is critical if you're going to even continue. But Andrew, we're going to dive into that, starting with your story. So what made you say, I want to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah, okay. So it goes back to my early childhood years. I came from a household where my parents got divorced at a young age. My mother and father separated when I was 4 years old. Ended up living with my mum, very bad conditions, didn't feed us properly. Lots of boyfriends that have been in and out of jail. Unfortunate household. I ended up living with my dad at the age of eight. That wasn't much better. So, you know, as soon as I got to 11, 12, I really wanted to, you know, work out how I could get away from home. And that's when I started, you know, finding things to buy and sell. Now, what I used to do was I used to buy the Generation 1 iPhones off a Gumtree cheap and go and trade them in, or, you know, I was really good with gym supplements, like bringing in like Jack 3D at the time. I was like 12 years old, and then reshipping it on eBay. So, you know, I was doing that before I was even a teenager. And then, you know, fast forward to when I was like 13, I was like buying and selling phones and Apple products and flipping whatever I could. So, you know, when I was 18, I ended up getting a job at a lending business, a fintech company, which I was really, really fortunate to get a job in a fintech company. I learned that, I figured it out, and then went out and started my own business when I was 18 and a half. So that's what's led me on my entrepreneurialism journey. I guess you would say it's hunger for money and hunger for a better life.
The amazing part about business, I feel like everyone starts with the skill of sales. If you ask anyone, like, what was the first thing that you sold? You ask that to any entrepreneur, they can tell you, they remember that first thing. So when it comes to the skill sets that you found have been critical, what is one or two skill sets that you're like, without these, I could never go into business?
I remember the first thing I sold was an iPad, just so you know. The biggest thing is being able to relate to someone, making someone trust you, making someone feel comfortable with you. And I think that's a skill set I'm really good with. You know, obviously I've been rich, I've been poor, I've been on the street, I've been in a lot of different scenarios now, and you know, I can relate to people at all levels. And I think, you know, the super wealthy people that I deal with respect that, and that's why they ask for my help when they're dealing with people from different backgrounds. And then, you know, people that are you know, not so fortunate also ask me for advice and how to improve their lives.
I think the same way in terms of being relatable So I always used to learn like one or two words in as many languages as I could in case I meet people or I'm selling to somebody from a different place and I just want to start the conversation, or just following up in the news, like studying global news helps you relate. So I'm totally on that skill being so critical. As we know, and I know you've talked about this, adversity is a part of business. Like there is no way that you're going to go through business at always an upswing. There's going to be downs, whether that's financial, mental health, all these things. But how do you deal with adversity?
Adversity is just the norm for me. You know, when everything's going really well, I go, okay, I'm always scanning ahead for problems. And you know, I had an issue last week, you know, everything was going smoothly. I'm capital raising, money's coming in, deals are going out, no issues with anything. I go, all right, there's going to be a problem next week. And it's just, it's by default as a business owner, you expect that. Particularly, you know, I'm in the early stages, I'm young, you know, I haven't been going for 20, 30 years. So there's always little problems. And then, you know, Monday, I got into an argument with someone in the high level member of my team. So, you know, over a certain process. So now I'm dealing with that this week. But, you know, dealing with adversity, you know, for people like us, adversity is just normal. You know, it's part of our brain functionality. So we just deal with it as, you know, as a normal situation. We expect it.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's like you have to expect there's going to be a lion somewhere out there that's going to be coming for you. Like you're in like the jungle and there's like an anaconda waiting to eat you somewhere. And you're always like scanning for that. So I know that.
But there's a fine line with that. There's a fine line with that as well. You know, you've got to have a really positive mindset. And that's what I've sort of taught myself. You've really got to, you know, believe in yourself. That's the biggest thing. Believe in yourself and think that you can get through these adverse situations.
Hey, everyone. I'm not sure if you've heard, but our show, Founder's Story, is now available on the iHeartRadio app. So check that out, iHeartRadio online, or you grab the app. It's super easy. You can listen to all of our episodes wherever you enjoy your podcasts, whether that's iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. But check it out.
Yeah, I think if you tell someone that, I don't know if anyone would go into business. If you told them, look, you have to have like the most negative mindset, but you also have to have the most positive mindset at the same time. I think most people would be like, I'll just get a job. I'll just work for somebody else. But when it comes to mentorship, you had said, you know, you haven't been in business 20 or 30 years yet. So do you look to other people who have in terms of getting their advice, or maybe even other people that are also in their younger phases of business?
Yeah. Now, you know, I built an enormous pool of wealth, or a decent pool of wealth, during COVID. I lost everything. And now everything I do, I'm overly cautious. I'm in the process of rebuilding my wealth. I've probably rebuilt my wealth now on paper. Everything I do, I ask for advice. I've got a mentor who's also my business partner. And I also have befriended a couple of very successful Sydney entrepreneurs who also give me advice on everything I do. I always bounce some, you know, very important decisions off someone, even if I don't listen to their advice now.
So being in different places around the world, or visiting places, or experiencing global people, are you finding that different cultures or countries look at business or entrepreneurship differently?
That's a really good question. The answer to that is yes. I'm doing a lot of work in developing nations these days. And the core principles of business are very different than an Australia, a New Zealand, or America, a first world country, you know, where we're typically doing business. These countries, they operate on respect and face value. I'm in the Philippines at the moment. I know we spoke about that before. And then Australia and New Zealand, it's a little bit different. The core values are more around trust and, you know, reputation is huge in Australia. These countries, it's more about respect and, you know, yeah, I'll leave that there.
Yeah, I know. I've seen this in some countries. You legitimately have to be in front of somebody to do business with them. You have to like shake their hand in person, where like, at least in my experience in the US, We rarely meet people. We just do business with people through.
We all know the feeling of searching for the right candidate. It's exhausting. But what if you didn't have to search at all? With Indeed, you don't search, you match. If you're looking to hire, Indeed is where you need to be. It's a platform that makes hiring simple with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that quickly connects you with quality candidates. Why waste time with busy work? Indeed takes care of scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can focus on what really matters, connecting with the right people fast. And here's something impressive. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent survey. I remember when I was trying to build my first team, it felt like I was sifting through a mountain of resumes. Trying to find that perfect fit was exhausting and time-consuming. I really wish I had used Indeed back then because they simplify the process so much, connecting you with top candidates quickly without all the stress. And here's something special for you. Listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to boost your job's visibility at Indeed.com/founders story. Head over to Indeed.com/founders story right now and support our show by letting them know you heard about it here. Indeed.com/founders story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now back to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We, you know, talk over Zoom or talk over the phone, but we rarely physically have to sit down. But in Asia specifically, I've seen that, like, you have to physically be there, sit down. It's the only way to build trust. So let's talk about social good, though. What made you want to go into social good, philanthropy? Like, why do you want to impact people?
When I lost my initial pool of wealth, I always said, if I rebuild, I'm going to devote, you know, 20% of my time into giving back, just because I feel extremely lucky and fortunate to be in the situation that I'm in, and to have had these adversities, but been able to overcome them. And, you know, that's led me on to start my foundation, AndrewSpira.me, which is helping people that are disadvantaged, learn basic life skills. You'd be surprised, you know, people, that have come from, poor upbringings, you know, they're out on the street, they're in and out of jail, they're in and out of mental health institutions. And that's generally only because they don't know that they can get employment and they don't know that they can get housing, you know? So, you know, my big thing was, you know, I was doing some work, charity work. I got asked to do some charity work last year with some kids. And, you know, I spoke to them and I said, what do you want to be? And they were all saying, oh, we want to be drug dealers. And, you know, it's just not worth it. The drug dealers, I told them, you know, you're earning like $1-2 grand a week and it's in cash. If you go and get a job on a construction site, I could find you a job for $3 or $4 grand a week. So anyway, I wrote some resumes up for these kids, got them a job, show them how to use flatmates.com and get their own accommodation. In some circumstances, they're earning enough to get their own rental property. And, you know, now, you know, I've got kids that are 1 year, 2 years drug free and living their best lives. They got girlfriends, they're playing sport. And that led me to actually turn it into an organization, which is AndrewSpira.me, which has opened up globally. And it's, you know, weekly we're sending out emails just with basic tips, with basic skills. Because that's the biggest thing disadvantaged people struggle with. It's basic skills. Like, I'm 25, I'll be honest, I still don't know how to make a bed because no one ever taught me how to make a bed. I don't know how to fold clothes. Because no one taught me how to fold clothes. And, you know, doing that is harder for me than making $1 million, you know. And I genuinely mean that. So it's just teaching people basic skills, how to be in routine, how to, you know, to have a shower before you go to bed. You'd be surprised what, you know, turning the lights off before you go to bed. That's a big one. You know, people are just so unorganized. They just need some basic organizational skills.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we could talk at length about where educational systems in different places are lacking giving out these. I think they, in my opinion, they teach subjects or things that we don't even need anymore. You know, we have technology to do a lot of that, but they don't teach some of these basic skills. And I think we take that for granted. The fact that if you know, I know how to make my bed, but I didn't know that Andrew doesn't know how to make his bed. So, you know, I think when we know something, we think everyone knows it. So what are you seeing? And I know you just mentioned with these kids, are you also mentoring adults, or do you have, and where are you focusing these things in the world?
Obviously, I'm well known in Australia. So out of the 300 clients, I think 250 are from Australia, 30 are from New Zealand. And then I've got about 20 people that have joined from Asia. The kids is 18 to 50. It's usually 18 to 50 year old males. And, you know, it's just lack of understanding of, it's lack of confidence. You know what it is? It's lack of confidence. People don't believe in themselves that they can get a job or they can have a better life. They're just so used to, you know, life being hard. They literally don't know any better. And you'd be surprised. A couple of minor changes can make a huge difference. You know, it can get you some momentum. And, you know, I'm helping people with those minor changes.
Yeah, I've seen some of the best athletes in the world say that confidence is like the thing that made them versus somebody else who has the same skills but had a lack in confidence. I mean, I'm thinking of the Olympics. I see these people who broke world records last year who are now failing in a lot of their things. And I wonder how much of that is lack of confidence or somebody else maybe younger who has the ultimate higher confidence. So, I mean, it's crazy how much that can change. I'm curious about Vanuatu. I've never been there. I just recently heard about it. I've studied and seen online. It looks like beautiful oceans, amazing place. Can you talk about anything that you're doing there and tell me more about the area?
Yeah, so Vanuatu is an island country in the Pacific region. I've had good friends there pretty much my whole life. So I've been involved with the place heavily. A business partner in a couple of my businesses, he's second generation there, and he's got a business there. And, you know, I regularly go and visit him and work from his offices. And, you know, I fell in love with the Ni Vanuatu people, which is the traditional owners of the land in Vanuatu. So, you know, it started off with a netball tournament. They asked me to sponsor it. I said, yeah, I went along to the netball tournament. I actually played in the tournament. I had a really good time. And that, you know, the look on everyone's face of happiness that I sponsored their tournament, I made it happen, sort of gave me that drive to help out more. You know, I'm always in regular contact with people there that have opportunities for me to help parts of Vanuatu. Recently, I invested in a water drill for a community on Tanna Island, which has, I don't know, it's probably given like at least 20,000 people clean water. So yeah, Vanuatu needs as much help as it can get. I think it's a great country, and it just needs more people that are proactive and positive there. And I think there'll be some major changes.
It's always humbling when you go to these smaller islands and you see, you know, the indigenous people who have been there or people who have been there for a while and they don't have a lot. And I wonder, sometimes they seem happier. Sometimes I feel like when you're from certain places and you always have access to things or you want more, I almost find like our mental health and happiness is not as good. Then I go to a very small island, you know, like for me, it's more of like in Asia. And I see these people they don't have a huge amount of stuff. They're in their family. They have enough food to eat and they seem almost happier.
You hit the nail on the head. Vanuatu it's the happiest place on earth. Like it actually is the happiest place on earth. And people aren't motivated by money there. They're very family orientated and, yeah, they're so happy. I love being in Vanuatu. I feel so comfortable. And, you know, it's the type of place you could leave your $1 million cash in your house, leave the door open, go to Asia for a month, come back, the money would still be there. And there would have been a lot of people that seen it. Yeah, that's how safe and happy it is there.
One day I have to visit. I'm going to Australia soon, so I'm excited about that. But if people want to get in touch with you, they want to find out more information, they want to see how they can help as well, how can they do so?
You can go to my website, andrewspira.me. My email and WhatsApp information are there. You can email me, contact me via WhatsApp, and I'm pretty active, so I'll be in touch fairly quickly.
Awesome. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today and all that you do, because we are all about social good, philanthropy. It's a huge part of what we do. So thank you for that as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Founders Story. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.